So traditionally, the mincha has included in it Psalm 145, which is an acrostic. It's a song that has each verse starts with a letter of the alphabet and goes through the whole alphabet. Except there's no verse, the nun is missing. So there, and there are lots of interesting stories about the nun missing. And sometimes, of course, I pick the nun to focus on since it's the only thing that's not there, but I'm not doing that today. And a little bit what we decided for this period is to not be quite as strictly limited by Psalm 145 per se. So each teacher will handle this period a little bit differently, present some sort of practice. But I want to work with the chant Shaviti Yudhe Vavhe Lenegdi Tamid. So one of the things about Psalm 145 that you could say is a parallel with Shaviti Yudhe Vavhe Lenegdi Tamid is that the literal translation of those words, I'll post it now, let's see, and hopefully most people are here. So you see the words in the chat, if they're on your chant sheet as well, on the chant sheet there, and number two on the chant sheet. One of the features about the word Shaviti Yudhe Vavhe Lenegdi Tamid is the word Tamid, always. And then you have the Yudhe Vavhe in there. So ostensibly the verse is saying that, oh, we're going to try to have a relationship with the divine at all times. And in that way, it's very closely related to the alphabetical acrostic of the psalms, which is also saying you can experience God on everywhere and every place, everything from A to Z. That's the whole external, each line is important, but that's the external, sort of the, I'm not making that up, that's sort of the obvious point of the psalm. We'll have an acrostic. It's like, you know, A, you're adorable, B, you're beautiful. You know, it's like it's all the letters of the alphabet, all the words could be a psalm for the divine. And here we're saying, I'm going to pay attention to the divine all the time. So that's the Tamid place, all the time. So I'm going to start with this chant. We'll do the chant. One meaning is, I place the divine before me at all times. And it has the sense of what Sylvia was saying. The word, because when you say the word lenegdi, the literal meaning of that word is opposite me. So you could sort of say, I'm placing Yudhe Vavhe opposite me at all times. Usually gets translated in front of me. And that word can be used to mean in front of me. Like if two people are standing opposite each other, then they're in front of each other. So it has that sense. But it also has the sense that Sylvia was saying about breathing in and breathing out and the plants. Everything in the universe is the in-breath to my out-breath and vice versa. So Neged has that sense of the God is the out to my in and the in to my out. And we are in reciprocal relationship. That's how Sylvia was talking about us and the plants. We're one phenomena, us and the plants. We're breathing out what they need and they're breathing it in. And then they're breathing out and we're breathing it in. And it's the same as the teaching in Genesis about how human beings were created. So God breathed into the dust of the earth, and you can ask the same question, was that an in-breath or an out-breath? So from the dust's point of view was the first in-breath, and from the divine point of view was an out-breath. So there is no out-breath without an in-breath. This is the nature of reality. Everything exists in reciprocal reality. So that's one way to go with this psalm. So we're going to do a chant. I'm going to add another piece of English to it, but we're going to do this as a chant. But I want to teach it as a practice. As a practice I'd like to offer you the practice of repeating a phrase over and over in your mind. And in this case, I'm suggesting this particular phrase. So you could be, after we do the chant, you can work with this as a practice of keeping the attention of the mind involved in these words. So you could do, so you can say over and over in your mind, Shaviti Yudhe Vavela Negdi Tamid. Or you could be using the translation I just was talking about. You could say, I place God before me at all times. And the way I do most chanting practice, when it's going to be used sort of as a mantra, so if I'm using it as a mantra, I'm going to repeat the phrase over and over. One of the values of doing that is if my mind is busy in conceptual thinking of griping, complaining, hatred, anger, judgment, desire, lust, when my mind is caught up in that kind of thinking, it sort of gets displaced if instead I'm saying over and over, oh, I'm placing God before me at all time. I'm placing God before me at all time. I'm placing, and I keep, if I keep those words going with some intention behind it, a little power behind it, trying to mean it, like I would suggest that if you, any mantra you work with, the way I'm using them, some people teach mantras that have no meaning. So that's a separate issue. But if you're working with a mantra that has meaning to it, you want to pick a mantra whose meaning you want to affirm. Either you want to affirm it or you want to cultivate it as something that you would hope to see the world as. That, oh, God is the out to my in. You know, I'm in relationship every moment with the divine. So you have that intention behind the words. So the words are a way of cultivating a wholesome state of heart and mind, and their way of displacing unwholesome thoughts. All of that's possible for working with a phrase repeated over and over. And then the way I do almost all my mantra practices when I do this, when I want to cultivate a particular quality using words, I all the time link the words to my breath. So you don't need to link it to the breath to do what I just described, but it just adds another layer of sort of like when Norman coordinated the breath and the steps. So it takes a little bit of extra focus to do that. It involves more of the body. But I'm doing it as a way of always staying a little bit close to the breath. And so I spend a lot of practice time cultivating the ability to be with the breath. So even to do the mantra practice with the breath causes a sort of a steady rhythm to happen. And it also keeps me close to noticing that I am breathing in, I am breathing out. And the words are connected to that. So you can try it with or without connection to the breath once we get to the silent part. And so, for example, with Shaviti Yudhe Vavela Negdi Tamid, when I say it in Hebrew, I tend to breathe in on the word Shaviti. Then I use the divine name, which I meant to say this morning when we did Achat Shaalti, the divine name Yudhe Vavhe. Most of you, most of us, maybe all of us initially learned that when you get to that word in Hebrew, you don't say it, you say Adonai as the replacement. I don't want to go into the whole teaching now about why we don't say the Yudhe Vavhe, but most of you probably know it anyways. So, but Adonai means Lord, and it's not actually that close of a meaning. It was at one point. So if Yudhe Vavhe was the king of the universe, then okay, and you can't say the king's name, then you could call the king Lord. But I don't think of Yudhe Vavhe as a king, and so I don't want to call it Lord. And so I put in this other way of using those letters, Havaya. It's the same letters as Yudhe Vavhe. It follows the tradition that I'm not pronouncing that word, which again, I could say more about, but I'm not now. And so I use the different order of the letters to say Havaya. It was a traditional, it's very acceptable in traditional circles to refer to the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey as the Shem Havaya. Like, it's the name you can't pronounce, but it's the name Havaya. There's no prohibition to say those, the letters in that order. And it's referring to the Tetragrammaton. But the nice thing about it as a replacement for the Tetragrammaton is that it has the same root meaning. Yud Hey Vav Hey has to do with the verb to be. And Havaya is also being, existence. It could mean existence. So it's the same verb. So I like it for that reason. It's not about kingship. It's about being. It's about being. The being of the universe, that the divine is the being. This morning I called it the unfolding of being when we did Achat She'alti, Psalm 27. And then I want to add one more layer. I'll talk about this some more tonight. I'm going to suggest yet one more translation. That if I place God before me at all times, one of the strong traditions, especially in the mystical tradition, but it already existed in rabbinic literature before the mystical literature. So already back at the time, just early on when rabbis came about, since rabbinic times, Yud Hey Vav Hey, there's a teaching that Yud Hey Vav Hey is the God name that's referring to the quality of compassion. So you can see in rabbinic midrash, whenever you see Yud Hey Vav Hey, some aspect of the divine as compassion is being called for. And in the later Jewish mystical systems of the Sfirot, Yud Hey Vav Hey is in the place of compassion on the tree of life on the 10 Sfirot. So what I would say is a general usage now, whenever I'm praying and using Yud Hey Vav Hey, in my mind, I'm not saying God. I'm saying, oh, compassion. This is the compassion aspect of the universe. I'm praying for compassion. So the translation using Yud Hey Vav Hey is compassion. If I'm trying to have compassion in front of me at all times, then this is how I got to this translation. I'm praying for compassion to lead me at all times. So then when I use that English as a mantra and with Shaviti, I'm at the same time as cultivating a relationship to the divine at all times, the nature of that relationship is compassion. I'm trying to cultivate compassion. I'm trying to use this mantra then to let myself become a vehicle for compassion to manifest. So in English, when I do the breath, I'm praying on the in-breath for compassion on the out-breath to lead me on the in-breath at all times on the out-breath. And I'll just say that over and over. I've done it for an hour at a time, for weeks at a time in my daily practice. I'm trying to cultivate compassion over and over. So we'll chant and then we'll go into silence. You'll have about 15 minutes to do the chant. You can keep the chant going with the melody if you want, or you can link it to the breath, like I was saying, with Hebrew, with the earlier translation, the later translation. Trying to link it to the breath. Shiviti Pavaya, 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 Pahava, 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 Shrite, Havaya, Lene, Dita, Me. I'm praying for compassion. Havaya, 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 Havaya. Take the words inside. Keep the word or the mantra going with the sentiment. Add in the breath now if you'd like to, or just keep the words, Hebrew or English, over and over for the next 15 minutes.